You're on vacation, taking a trip to the family estate set in the cold Scottish Highlands. An old ruined castle sits alone, a token of your family's heritage. You spent your childhood in the nearby forest chasing squirrels, and through adulthood, you have enjoyed walking every acre of it. There's always something new to be found. As you walk the millionth time through the trees, you find a small stone building. It's half covered in dirt and overgrown grass. Curious, you've never seen this before. You dig away at the dirt and pull away the grass, eager to learn what's within. You find a small, weather-worn door, large enough for a dog. Maybe it's a royal doghouse. You pull the old door and look inside. It's a small room with nothing in it except for an old sack. You grab the sack, taking a closer look, trying to identify the fabric. But wait a minute, there's something inside of it. You look inside and find an egg about the size of an ostrich. Dogs don't lay eggs. Looking at the egg closely, you notice it's very old and heavier than you expected. You shake it gently, feeling the sensation of liquid inside. Suddenly, you feel some energy coming from it. Shocked, you attempt to throw the egg away, but stop yourself. For some reason, you feel a sense of longing towards the egg, as though it belongs to you. You hold it close, protecting it, and carry it back to the homestead. You sit by the egg, lying on the kitchen table, waiting and expecting something to happen. Your eyes become heavy, and slowly they close. Just as your eyelids touch, the egg wriggles slightly. You open your eyes in response, but the egg remains still. Did I imagine it? It wriggles again and again, and now it's constantly shaking. The egg rolls around on the table, cracks begin appearing, and something inside is hitting the shell with great ferocity, desperate to be released. Finally, the shell breaks open with an almighty thrust from the small resident. It stands with its arms stretched into the air and squeals out to the world,
"I am free!"
You look towards what should be a bird of some sort, but this is a very strange bird. Four legs, wings, reptile skin. Ah, it's a dragon. Wait, what? A dragon?
Yes, a dragon.
It says to you after reading your thoughts. How? What? You're struggling to find your words.
You are the descendant of these holdings, are you not?
You nod, confused even more because it can speak.
As per the decree of 1061, we few that are laid within an egg are loyal to the caretaker side.
You look at one another. The dragon is definitely waiting for some response. You are so confused you can't utter a word.
Have you chosen a name for me to which I am to respond?
Ah, a name. Right, I will call you Dog. Dog responds by bowing honorably.
It is a worthy name I hope to bring glory to.
Glory? I don't understand why you're here, though. Why now? Dog explains that when elements of magic within the air react, it creates a perfect environment for dragon eggs to hatch. From a scientific perspective, changes within the Earth's atmosphere could probably explain all this. Whether it's the temperature, hydrogen levels, or changes in the ocean, it's impossible to determine. You accept that it's just magic. Exhausted by the events, you head to bed. The following morning, you awake, expecting to see Dog waiting for you. He's nowhere to be found. You go outside. It's all very quiet. No birds are singing. The distant sheep are also quiet. Suddenly, Dog flies down. He's grown to the size of a cow. He's grown way too fast, though you think you know why. You try not to imagine what he's been up to.
First lesson, human, get on.
Dog positions himself to allow you onto his back. You don't question him, trusting that he knows what he's doing. Without warning, he begins to run fast toward an open clearing, just like an airplane, as he gathers enough speed. With the force of the wind, you both take off. You speed through the air, gaining altitude. You hold on tight. Passing through near misses between trees, Dog makes immediate turns, and you wish you were safely on the ground. You can hear Dog's voice within your head.
You will act as my eyes as well, watching from where I cannot.
I see trees all around. There are some hills in the distance.
Not now,
Dog interrupts.
You will look out for danger, not observe the scenery.
You are flying for some hours, and you have no idea where you might be. You're too concerned about hanging on, and it's cold. You should have brought warmer clothes.
Now, jump!
You jump without hesitation, trusting Dog's orders, but you quickly regret this move as you fall to the ground. The distant trees below are quickly becoming larger.
Spread your arms out and grab on!
Dog pulls in beneath. You land on top of him and grasp him immediately.
Good job. We only get one try at that trick.
Doc laughs. You safely land in a landscape you're unfamiliar with.
Fetch some wood. We'll make camp.
Annoyed at taking orders from what's meant to be your dragon, you respectfully go to collect wood as Dog flies away. You collect a good pile, all stacked neatly. Dog lands with a sudden thud next to it. He doesn't acknowledge your hard work and starts it up with one puff. He lays peacefully and drifts off to sleep, snoring loudly straight away. You enjoy the warmth, but it's still uncomfortable on the ground. You feel it would be appropriate to lay next to Dog, and he gives you a flick of his tail.
Oh, man!
With his eyes still closed, he grumbles,
I am not furniture. I am a dragon.
And goes back to sleep. You lay down elsewhere and drift off to sleep uncomfortably. As you wake up the next morning, there's hardly any warmth coming from the charcoal remains. Dog is nowhere to be found. Not surprised, you sigh, worst dragon ever. Dog arrives in his classic unexpected style and throws you some cooked meat. You don't ask where he got it. Best not to know.
Eat well. Today is our biggest task. Danger approaches.
Dog stands looking out towards the unknown. You eat your meal, enjoying the little something this partnership has provided. You look up and notice that Dog's size has grown twice as large overnight. You gather to his back and climb up. His wings are so large now, he doesn't need a runway and takes flight without warning.
Be on the lookout today. Today is the day.
As Dog rushes forward, you ask, what day?
Just be focused,
Dog yells. Together, you fly north. The air is cooler, but Dog's body warmth is greater today. Dark clouds form in the distance. Flying closer, you can see things in the distance, unsure to make out what they are. Dog realizes your concern.
Ice boils.
What?
The same magic that allowed me to hatch brought them from the ice. They will want to turn the world frozen. Only we can stop them.
You're concerned as you observe their numbers. There might be dozens, if not hundreds, and possibly more hiding in the clouds behind them. As you approach, Dog speeds toward them, fending them on, breathing fire and biting. You hold on tight, trying to avoid the sharp ends of their wings. Their numbers are too many. Dog is becoming overwhelmed. An ice squirrel from overhead speeds down, targeting Dog, realizing he's unable to do anything as he's facing several of those at once. You leap towards it. You hit it in midair. It's like hitting a stone wall. You make no effect apart from distracting it. It flicks you away and you fall. Dog sees you, but he's unable to help, so he cries out to you. You fall helpless to the ground.
I've got you.
You can hear a girl's voice. She grabs you by the arm, pulling you onto another dragon. You smile and then turn around to see that there isn't just one, but dozens more, all flying to save Dog. The group of dragons targets the ice squirrels, rescuing Dog. Then, they turn to defeat the remaining ice squirrels. Regardless of the number of ice squirrels, the dragon force easily defeats them. The remaining flee even further north. The dragons and their riders land together, gathering to meet one another. Dog abruptly lands next to you. You turn to the girl that saved you. Do you get along with your dragon? You ask.
What do you mean? We're best friends.
She laughs and hugs her dragon. Good for you, you sigh as Dog pats you on the head.